You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The head of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, has decided he will not seek another term. Chairing the party since 2019, Wickler said it's time for him to take a breath and find new ways to advance the fight in the United States for working people, freedom, and dignity. Quickly after Wickler's announcement, Devin Remiker of Two Rivers and former executive director of the Wisconsin Democratic Party announced his bid to fill the top spot. Party members will elect a new chair to a two-year term at the 2025 WISDEMS convention in Wisconsin Dells in June. The next Oshkosh fire chief has been selected. The City of Oshkosh Police and Fire Commission chose Tim Hyman to step into the place vacated when former fire chief Mike Stanley left to return to Colorado. Hyman is the current division chief of training for the department. He comes to the position with 20 years of firefighter experience. The Police and Fire Commission will formally approve and swear in Hyman at an upcoming meeting. UWA Local 291 has been on strike at the Cummings plant in Oshkosh for 4 weeks. On Saturday, union leaders will hold a rally at 1118 High Avenue in Oshkosh from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Union officials, national union supporters, and area leaders, such as Winnebago County Executive-elect Gordon Hintz, will be on hand for speeches and to provide support. The workers are striking because their contract at Cummings expired on January 29th. They say the company is dragging its feet to extend or renegotiate the contract, leaving the 90 workers in limbo. 35-year-old Michael Donnelly of Appleton pleaded not guilty Thursday to the co-sleeping death of his one-month-old son in 2010. Donnelly, who was 20 years old at the time of the incident, is accused of drinking heavily and causing the death of the infant. Officials say it took 15 years to bring charges because the case was lost after the original investigating officers left the Appleton Police Department. The file was finally turned over to the DA's office last year. Defense attorneys argue that the evidence does not support the charge of reckless homicide. The trial will take place September 29th. For Severe Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin, meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us the best place to take cover in any situation.
When the sirens go off or an emergency alert pops up on your phone, telling you to take shelter from a tornado warning, do you know where to go? Seek out the lowest level, like a basement or ground floor. Then, pick a spot that's got plenty of walls between you and the outside. Maybe a closet, a bathroom, or under the stairs. Most tornadoes tend to be weak. They'll rip through the upper levels and tear down exterior walls as the roof blows off. Flying debris then becomes missiles, so you'll want to get under something or cover yourself with a couch cushion. Anything. Get low and cover your head. And if you're driving, pull over and go inside the nearest building for shelter. Don't stay in your car or go under an overpass. You're actually safer getting into a ditch or a ravine.
Proposed federal education spending cuts would disproportionately affect schools that have already struggled with funding, so says Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction officials. According to the DPI data, Wisconsin schools currently receive nearly $850 million in federal funding every year. Most of that federal funding goes towards districts with a higher rate of economically disadvantaged students. The funding cuts also threaten support for programs covering students with disabilities or youth mental health issues. A recent report by the National Council on Teacher Quality found that only three colleges in Wisconsin are spending enough time preparing their students to teach math in K-12 schools. According to the report, only the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, Milwaukee, and Oshkosh received an A grade for dedicating over 130 hours to math programs. Four schools in the state received an F grade for dedicating less than 90 hours to the math programs. The report comes as Wisconsin fourth graders see disappointing math scores each year. At the Capitol, legislation requiring state employees to return to the office advances. The Assembly bill cleared a committee on a partisan vote this week. It would require state employees who worked in the office before the start of the COVID pandemic, return to in-person work full-time starting July 1st. It would exempt telehealth services and duties performed off-site before March 1st, 2020. Republican authors of the legislation say taxpayers deserve to know if state employees are doing their job well with maximum output. Opponents contend the work-from-home model has been a success and there's no need to force workers back into the office. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'll veto that legislation. State Republicans have introduced legislation targeting sextortion with increased penalties. The legislation is known as Braden's Law, in honor of a teenager who took his own life after becoming a victim in a sextortion scam. The law would allow the suspect in the scam to be charged with felony murder if the victim takes their own life. It would also allow families of the victim to be eligible for payments through the Department of Justice's Crime Victim Compensation Fund. Attorney General Josh Call has expressed support for the legislation. Oshkosh Craft Beer Week continues through Sunday. Take the weekend to grab the newest collaboration between Bare Bones Brewery, Fifth Ward Brewing Company, and the Fox River Brewing Company. It's a blueberry lime sour. The citywide collaborative beer is on tap at establishments throughout Oshkosh and can also be purchased in cans as well. This is the fourth year the three breweries have teamed up to create a collaborative brew for Oshkosh Craft Beer Week. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers head to Arizona. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers in Phoenix to open a three-game weekend series against the Diamondbacks tonight. Their crew losing to the Rockies yesterday, 7-2. Colorado coming up with a five-run rally in the eighth. But right-hander Quinn Priester, picked up in that trade with the Boston Red Sox this week, had a good outing in his debut with the Brewers, allowing just one run in five innings.
I thought I settled in later in the game nicely. You know, with all the hecticness this week, getting through those first three, even though it was a little sloppy. Thought it was a good job of just limiting the damage.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pelicans 136-111. Now they have two regular season games left. Tonight in Detroit, then Sunday they host the Pistons before heading into the postseason. Then what? Doc Rivers.
Going into playoffs healthy. We have an entire week after these two games to get ready for whoever our opponent is, or at least 5 days, let's say. That'll get us rest. That'll get us ready.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. So what do you do after you show the world how you do foreplay and it goes viral? Then you're accused of bilking investors from a bad Bitcoin deal? For Haley Welch, also known as the Hawktua Girl, you do a cameo on Glenn Powell's new show on Hulu called Chad Powers. The jury is still out on whether or not she can act, but she did cooperate with authorities who investigated her Bitcoin dealio. She was cleared of any wrongdoing. There is also a documentary on the way about her quick rise to fame called Doctua. Get ready for round two of Haley's 15 Minutes. The Hunger Games prequel has some cast news. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping is in pre-production and set 24 years before the original Hunger Games. TheWrap.com reports that Elle Fanning has been offered the role of young Effie Trinket, the character played by Elizabeth Banks in the first four films. She has not officially accepted the role yet. The Hunger Games Sunrise on the Reaping will hit theaters November 20th of 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks. I just finished the show Adolescence. I thought it was absolutely outstanding. The show follows a 13-year-old boy who was accused of murdering a female classmate and how the incident affects his family and community. Stephen Graham is one of the show's creators and plays the boy's father. Without saying too much, the four-episode miniseries is excellent start to finish, and I highly recommend it. Speaking of Adolescence, which is one of Netflix's most popular shows, there is already talk of a season two. In addition to Graham's writing and producing the show, executive producer Brad Pitt's production company Plan B says they are interested in another season. Plan B producer Dee Dee Gardner says they are looking to widen the aperture, stay true to its DNA and not be repetitive. I'm going to go get my Hollywood to English dictionary and look that up, but I think that sounds positive. Sure, Harvey Weinstein was the face of the Me Too movement and a total creep, but don't forget about Bugsy screenwriter James Toback, who apparently was equally as horrible. Toback, who was one of the first names mentioned in the Me Too movement, was just ordered to pay $1.7 billion to 40 victims who testified at his 7-day trial in New York. Maybe he and Harvey can be soulmates. Whoops, I mean cellmates. When she's not running into a fellow skier on the slopes and being taken to court or creating products called Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow is the host of her own podcast, also called Goop. The Shakespeare in Love star was joined on the podcast by her husband since 2018, TV producer Brad Fulcher. Paltrow made a point of saying he will join her on her podcast to talk about step parenting. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some really nice weather coming our way as we head into the weekend today. Sunshine with a high in the low to mid 50s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 50s to low 60s. On Sunday, a few showers with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.